Why Do You Ignore Mahadeva, by Krishna's Mercy.
Quote, Shambhu, or Lord Shiva, is the ideal Vaishnava. He constantly meditates upon Lord Rama and chants Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Lord Shiva has a Vaishnava Sampradaya, which is called a Vishnu Swami Sampradaya. Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam, 323-1 purport.
I get it that the Sampradaya is specifically described as Vaishnava. The succession of disciples, with a specific teacher as the founder, focuses their worship on Lord Vishnu. He is Bhagavan. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the detail behind the abstract. Vishnu is the person behind the impersonal Brahman. Vishnu has non-different forms, such as Krishna, Rama, Narasimha, and so forth. It is not that everyone and everything is Vishnu. The distinct personality represents God in truth. God in full. God in the past, present, future. God as the beginning, the middle, and the end. At the same time, within the primary works of instruction, such as Bhagavata Purana, there is mention of other important figures, such as Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. Why is there not specific worship directed towards these great personalities? It is not difficult to find reference to Shiva as Bhagavan, declaring that he is also like the Supreme Lord. We read that the spiritual master is to be treated as good as God. Two sides to the same concept. Vishnu is the worship God and the spiritual master is the person conducting the worship. Lord Shiva is known to be the greatest Vaishnava. He has his own Sampradaya. Why is he not worshipped explicitly, then, within the Bhakti tradition? Why is he ignored? If we read works published as recent as several centuries ago, the writers all pay homage to Mahadeva, Durga, and Ganesha. They do this right at the beginning, in the section known as Mangaleshwarana. What has happened since that time where we now ignore these important personalities, who are always linked to Vishnu?
The simplest explanation is that Vishnu is Purna. He is complete. There is nothing lacking in that worship. If you have found Bhagavan in this way, you do not need to go begging at the doors of others. Goswami Tulsidas explains that both the short-term and long-term interests are met in this one place.
Swarat Parmarat Sakal Sulab Ek Hi Or Dwar Dusre Dinta Uchit Na Tulsi Tor. Quote, when your personal and supreme interests can be easily obtained from one place, it is not sensible for you in weakness to beg at the doors of others, O Tulsi. Dohavali 54.
The current period of time is also vastly degraded, in general. Just when you thought the madness could not get any worse, the modern day leaders promise to be able to control the weather. Just give them more time, see you. Don't forget to supply more money, of course. It is not their money, they need to raise taxes in order to control nature. The latest madness is that they have eliminated the distinction between man and woman. You see, this is now a choice. Nature has no say in the matter. The next step is that if a human identifies as an animal, such as a cat or dog, they should be accepted as a member of that species. Within such a landscape, to follow the rituals of purification from start to finish is nearly impossible. To even question the meaning of an existence, to seek transcendence in truth, is a major milestone.
Manushyana Sahasreshu Kashid Yatti Siddhe Yattam Api Siddhana Kashchan Ma Vetti Tattvata. Quote, out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection, and of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 7.3.
Mahadeva should be respected. The husband of Parvati should be honored. The person tied to the bow eventually lifted by Sri Rama in Janak's contest should be remembered. His shining example of Vairagya should be followed in spirit, but never imitated. Lord Shiva is known to be easily pleased. As Ashutosha, he can make dreams come true. There is not much effort required on the other side. A wise person takes time to consider why the disposition is as such. Why does Mahadeva turn paupers into wealthy kings while remaining completely renounced himself? Why have his greatest devotees throughout the centuries lived in beautiful palaces, while he remains in a remote cave, in the coldest part of the world? In closing, Rama his bow taking, for victory in contest making, his sampradaya through, worship of Vishnu to, by his example set, standard of Vairagya get. As best of Vaishnavas known, Mahadeva standing alone.